Daily Rest, Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Following Jesus. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means: I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Matthew 9:9-13. Following Jesus. Invited. One of the criticisms Jesus received during his ministry was that he associated with tax collectors and sinners. Mm-hmm. Why did he do that? After all, the Bible says, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 2 Timothy 2:22. These tax collectors and sinners were surely not among those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Jesus explains his reasoning after inviting Matthew to follow him. While the Bible does not specifically say that Matthew was guilty of the sins known to be committed by other tax collectors, Jesus does suggest that Matthew was among those who were sick and in need of a divine physician. Jesus knew Matthew needed forgiveness and spiritual healing through repentance and faith, and so called him to follow. The Bible informs us, "God our Savior desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." 1 Timothy 2:3b-4. Because of our sin, all of us human beings are sick and in need of the spiritual healing Jesus alone provides. Through his gospel, Jesus invites us all to follow him. May we do so gladly, while rejoicing in his mercy and love. Dear Jesus, thank you for inviting us to leave our sins behind, forgiven and forgotten, and to follow you each day. Please lead us through this life to your promised gift of eternal life in heaven. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.